I'm going to be real with you for a second. And then you're probably thinking right now, aren't you always real? Okay. I'm going to be super real with you about something. Have you ever had a moment where you swore you were going to do something? Hire some team members. Cut down on expenses. Have a day to evaluate something in your personal life. Just something. And then the day happens, right? And you're all pumped up. You're like, all right, I'm going to open up my notebook. I'm going to call these people. I'm going to make this happen. And then somehow you found yourself playing Angry Birds or on Instagram or whatever you got going on. And then 4 hours later, somebody asks, so how's that thing that you were trying to work on? And you'd be like, well, something came up. And you knew for a fact that you got off the rails and stuff just didn't happen. Maybe it's not that specific thing. Maybe you have a habit of avoiding or procrastinating or delaying something that really matters to you. I feel it. I feel you so much. That's just kind of what we do as human beings. When things are scary or uncertain or nebulous, things kind of get off track and we lose focus on what matters most. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how we get back on the rails, how we are able to stay focused on what matters most so that we don't get sidetracked, so that we don't get distracted and beat ourselves on the head and just wonder why in the world we're not making things happen. If you're interested in that kind of conversation, we're going to get to that and so much more coming to you after this short break. Hey, and welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Denise Lee, and I'm a life coach for business owners. My thing, my jam, is to help you live your life better so that you can save money, time, stress, and a whole lot of drama. Look, we live in a world that's full of distractions, nonsense, and busyness for the sake of being busy. But that's not you. You are someone who values how you use your time, your energy, and your efforts so that you can get the most with little to no stress on your part. So if this is your very first time listening, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button. That way, as soon as I drop a new episode, which is usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, you'll get straight into the action. And those of you guys who have been interacting with me, I love to hear your wonderful, beautiful sounding voice, your sexy, wonderful voice. Make sure that you connect with me on social media, X at Denise G. Lee. That's my handle. Love to hear from you. As well as connect with me on anchor.fm/Denise G. Lee. Send me a voicemail message. Let me know in the beginning or at the end of the message whether or not I have permission to air your beautiful voice on an upcoming podcast episode. And if you haven't done so already, veer on over to my website, DeniseGLee.com. That is my hub. That is like my casa where I talk about personal development, business skills, understanding how to yourself and how to relate with other people. So much information. Access one of my courses. Learn more about my story. Inquire about working with me directly if that's something that is of interest to you. I got your back. Whatever you are looking for, it doesn't matter if you're beginning your business or you're a seasoned entrepreneur who is just looking to make some refinements and how you live your life. I just want to make sure that I support you wherever you are along the journey of personal development and self-discovery. And with that being said, I want to talk with you in our time with one another about this idea of getting off the rails and staying on track. This is definitely something that's been on my mind as I've been kind of talking with certain clients about making their priorities matter most. And this is not really about a conversation about time management or vision boards or having accountability partners. I mean, yeah, that's kind of part of it. But it's this idea of why some of us just don't really find the momentum to get at certain things and stay at certain things. And if you have been listening to my podcast or just following along the things that I talk about, I'm a huge believer that for a lot of us, we are repeating ideas and philosophies from our parents, our culture, our teachers, our mentors, and we never really question it. And it can lead us to unconsciously doing things that inadvertently sabotage what matters most to us. And that's all part of our life script. If you're interested in learning what your life script is, go to my website, denisegelea.com. On the banner, there's a little link that says Learn Your Life Script. It's free, takes 15 minutes of your time. Find out what you're all about and how you tick. I won't share with anybody, and I definitely won't be using it, any information of your private information for my own purposes. So basically, your privacy matters to me. Anywho, what I'm trying to say here is that for a lot of us, the reason why we don't really have the goals slayed, things crushed, things moving along the way that we need to, is because one of five areas that we're going to be talking about today. And as you're listening to this, this is not about a judgment and saying, oh God, there's another way my life is being screwed up. Like, can we just park that energy for the side? I'm not going there with you on that. This is about for you to understand how you're motivated, areas where you can make refinements, improvements, changes, pivots, and so that you can be able to recognize, oh, snap, I never really thought about that angle, Denise. Maybe I need to dive more into that. And talking about thinking more about yourself, this is where Tom, I make my plug-in, my shameless plug-in for my course, Amazing Attitude, because I believe in it so much. It's a 30-day program of diving in deep in who you are and understanding why you do the things you do, how you have arrived at certain things. Sorry, not 30 days, 21 days. But the point is, you can repeat it for 30 plus days, 60 plus days, how many days you want. And in that course, we get to understand who you are so that as you're listening to the steps that I have mentioned today, you're like, you're digging even a deeper dive as to why you may have fallen prey to certain things that on the surface seem so simple to get yourself out of. But the reality is, it's a little bit more complicated. It's a little bit more tricky. You know, as I'm telling this story, I'm thinking about a little girl that I saw riding her bike the other day, and she was struggling to get uphill. We had a little slope, and she was struggling to get uphill. And I just saw her just trying to pedal and just roll back and then try to pedal harder. But she wasn't understanding that in order to really force the wheels to go up higher, she needed to raise her body up and put a little bit more pressure to increase that forward momentum. And so I'm hoping that as we're having some forward momentum in our conversation so that you can be able to ask yourself, okay, I know I can get it in motion and it's a little stuck, but how do I put that extra oomph into it? Okay. So here are some ideas for helping you stay on track. And as you're listening to it, jot down some notes. And if writing or journaling is not an option, at least make some mental notes on pivoting back and go, oh, I really need to dive more into this. All right, so here's my five tips. Number one is being clear about why your goal or intention matters. Number two, identify your inner and outer saboteurs. Number three, get straight as to what happens when you get distracted. Number four, find partners with like-minded goals. And lastly, number five, track those milestones. And then we're going to dive into how we can track milestones, because that's something that for me was a total game changer. And it might be a total game changer for you too. All right, let's get into the conversation right now and talk about our first step right now, which is going to be being clear about why this goal matters. I am really amazed as I've been doing this for over 3+ years, and I'm always excited talking with entrepreneurs because you guys, you're passionate, like for real. You want to make moves, disrupt your industry, revolutionize your ideas about how to serve your ideal client population. And that's awesome that you want to do something that makes a difference. It's not just about, I want to be my own boss and I just want to make some money on my own terms. Because as we as entrepreneurs, knowing that serving is a huge part of what we do and why we do it. So when we are trying to make a goal in our personal life or our professional life, we've got to understand the intrinsic and the extrinsic motivations. The extrinsic motivations are obviously the stuff outside of ourselves, helping other people, making an impact. But the intrinsic, feeling a sense of validation, conquering over your fears, persevering, having dedication. And for so many of us, the reason why we don't make those good goals matter is because we make our decisions based on things that are based on fears or anxieties, things that we never really dealt with, unhealed hurts and pains. For example, for some of you guys who are on the weight loss battle, because of only societal pressures, or because you feel as if you lose certain weight or get into a certain body type, that you will get validation. Maybe we need to put the focus on improving your health and longevity for yourself and showing an example for your loved ones. See, for a lot of us, we never really question things that even on the surface seem like a good thing. But if it's based on envy and fear and anxiety and societal pressures and all this other stuff, the moment stuff happens, when I say stuff, I mean the life happens, delays, setbacks, injuries, you name it, financial calamities, we just go like, well, just F this. I ain't gonna do this no more. Because the going got tough and you just got going, right? But not you. You're able to be very clear about the reasons that you want for yourself and for other people as you're pursuing your goal, okay? Number two, let's talk about your inner and outer saboteurs. This is where we talk about a little on a deeper level, the stuff that's going inside of you, self-doubt, past negative influences, and the stuff that's going around you, unsupportive people, lack of resources, okay? And for a lot of us, let's just be clear. We like to make playmates with people that don't understand us, don't really want to understand us, but we want their approval because we think if we can conquer them, then we can somehow conquer ourselves. And it doesn't quite work that way, love. When we want to make a goal, it can't be about what other people think about us or thinking that if we just do this, somehow we'll feel good about ourselves. Well, the whole process of us growing emotionally and professionally is about discovering how we can grow despite the fears, despite the anxieties, despite what other people say. And if we're surrounding ourselves with negative thoughts within ourselves, blaming and criticizing and saying, oh, you lazy, blah, 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 you should have done this, or you're stupid, or always forget. For a lot of us, we're telling ourselves negative things all day, every day. And how is that really helpful? I tell it this way. If there was a little girl or a little boy inside of you, and you just said all day, every day, you're stupid, nothing's going to happen of it, it's going to be hard, how would that little girl or boy feel? Would they really feel happy or would they feel miserable? Well, look it. That's that same voice inside of you. That's always hearing that things. No wonder nothing's happening right now that you really want to see manifested in your life if you're constantly telling yourself that nasty messages over and over and over again. Love, that has to end. So maybe you need to start rethinking not just the things that you say to yourself, but the company that you keep. If you're around people who are just depressed and miserable all day, every day, and you just think, well, I've known them since high school or college or whatever, and they've been there for me. Well, that doesn't mean that you need that level of influence. Maybe it means you limit your time or limit the conversations you have with this person. A lot of us never question certain words that are coming out from within ourselves and obviously from other people. And so if you want to keep those goals on track, you need high vibe, actionable people who are always looking at the upside of things. Because trust me, the people who are thinking positively and are motivated, those are the ones who are getting things happening, okay? So we talked about being clear about our goals, identifying our inner and outer saboteurs. Let's pivot and talk about getting straight as to what happens when you get distracted. See, here's the thing. This is where I tell all myself, okay? This is where I tell all myself. I was talking with my husband the other day, and I was telling him that every time I gain weight, I'm always having a little like fiesta with myself. I'm a big fan of fries and cheddar and bacon bits. Nachos too, but really fries. And our baked goods and certain pastas and whatever. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'll just exercise it away. Or it's not many calories. And I never really asked myself about the dopamine reward system in my brain that as soon as I get a hit of what I want more and more and more of it until it literally becomes an obsession and I can't get it out of my mind until the next hit. And it may, for you, it may not be cheese and nachos, but maybe it might be telenovelas, or it might be Instagram reels, or it could be going on the golf course. I don't know. You know you better. But the point I'm trying to make here is that for a lot of us, once we get onto something that makes us feel so good and makes us forget about our pains, we never ask ourselves, oh, snap. Oof. Is this distracting me from what I'm doing? Short term, obviously, I'm feeling a little delay. Long term, oh, I'm getting, oof, I'm starting to develop some love handles here. But whatever else that you've got that is getting you off the rails. So, every time you scroll through social media instead of working on your project, you're delaying its completion and prolong reaching your desired outcome. As an example, that's not food related. But I'm trying to explain to you is that for a lot of us, we don't even recognize it because for us as human beings, we love pleasure. We love comfort. But what is the payoff of constantly indulging ourselves with no sense of personal accountability to ourselves? Well, we just get stuck and stagnant, and in some cases broke, and that's not cool. That's no bueno. Get straight as to what happens when we get distracted, because if we really quantify what that real cost is financially, emotionally, psychologically, then we can really be very present when we want to find ourselves doing stuff that's got nothing to do with what we really want to accomplish. Make sense? Hope it does. All right, let's move on to number four is find partners with like-minded goals. See, here's the thing. I think that a lot of people, and myself included, have been under the a misbelief that just because someone wants to spend time with you means that they are motivated and interested into the things that you want. Because on the surface, it may seem like, okay, well, they enjoy my company. Maybe they enjoy my business goals or my weight loss goals or my relationships goals, my personal development goal, well, whatever you got going on. But really, that's not really always the case. Sometimes people pick people to befriend out of boredom or fears, or looking for social improvement, or find a sense of validation through association of those who look successful. So many reasons other than we are like-minded people moving along the same goals to become the people that we are destined to be. And this is hard because I don't believe a lot of people, I say myself included, were raised to understand that just because they want to spend time with you doesn't mean they're good for you. And like, I'm a mother and I say that to my kid all the time. But for us as adults, we kind of forget that, right? We think that because we all have free will, and we can all make decisions on who to associate, is because we've made wise decisions evaluating their character and their personality and their temperament. Like, no, we're not that sophisticated. We're just like, hey, you want to go with me to Sonic? It's 5 p.m. I dropped my kid off with the babysitter. You want to roll with me? Yeah, let's just do this. As an example. Or, yeah, let's go to the store and go shopping. But that's just one part of knowing a person. We got to have people who understand our passion, our purpose, and our temperament. And they agree that, hey, I like this part of you. And I understand why you may need some time away so you can focus. Or why they need some time. See, that's the thing about us as human beings. We're so fearful of rejection. We're so fearful of not being connected. Because that's like how we're wired. That we never ask ourselves the deep questions about, is this person really good for me or not? Ask yourself that, because you may find out that they may not even be interested in what you're doing and why you're doing it and your passion and motivation. Because when we're having really hard times in our business or anything else that really matters, man, you need somebody that understands you, that just gets you. Okay, now let's move on and talk about my last idea is tracking milestones. We just talked about getting straight as to what happens when we get distracted and finding partners with like-minded goals. Let's talk about tracking those milestones. So I live in Central Texas, and the summers can go up to like as high as like 110.